This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The World Health Organization is focused today on the new coronavirus, which has made hundreds of people in China and elsewhere sick. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Since the new coronavirus was detected in a fish market in Wuhan City, China, 3 weeks ago, the previously unknown virus has moved with frightening speed internally and abroad. Deaths have been reported in China, Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. The first case of the disease has been reported in the United States in a man who returned to the West Coast city of Seattle last week from Wuhan. He is hospitalized in good condition. But the appearance of the case has put officials in the U.S. and other countries on heightened alert. Many airports are screening travelers from China. U.S. President Donald Trump, who was attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, has told media that he trusts the information coming out of China on coronavirus and that the situation was under control.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva. Here in Washington, the U.S. Senate is listening to the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Overnight, every Democratic Party call for early witnesses and documents was voted down. One of the key witnesses Democrats want subpoenaed is former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton. The president today indicated a dim view of that idea.
He knows some of my thoughts. He knows what I think about leaders. What happens if he reveals what I think about a certain leader and it's not very positive and that I have to deal on behalf of the country? It's going to be very hard. It's going to make the job very hard.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use website. From Washington, this is VOA News. The District of Columbia is suing President Trump's inaugural committee. The issue is spending. The AP's Ben Thomas has a report.
The suit accuses the committee of abusing nonprofit funds, saying it coordinated with the Trump family to grossly overpay for event space in the Trump International Hotel, just a few blocks from the White House. It alleges committee staffers knew they were paying prices that were grossly above market rate, but didn't consider less expensive alternatives. The committee is also accused of using nonprofit funds to throw a private party the night of the inauguration for three of Trump's children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. Trump's inaugural committee has maintained its finances were independently audited and all money was spent in accordance with the law. Ben Thomas, Washington.
United Nations experts are calling for the United States and others to investigate information that suggests Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' phone may have been hacked. South Korea's military has discharged a soldier who recently underwent gender reassignment surgery. The military's action is expected to draw strong criticism from human rights groups. We get the story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
It's the first time in the South an active duty member has been referred to a military panel to determine whether to end his or her service due to a sex change operation. Seoul prohibits transgender people from joining the military, but has no specific laws on what to do with those who have sex change operations while in service. The Army says the decision to discharge went through due process and was based on a related military law on personnel changes. The South state-run human rights watchdog had wanted the Army to postpone its decision. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Schools were closed in Thailand's capital Bangkok today because of unhealthy air pollution levels. The worsening of the city's already diminished air quality has coincided with the annual sugarcane harvest, which normally runs from November to March. Pollution from cars and trucks, weather patterns, and industrial emissions are also blamed. Agriculture officials say a new round of locust swarms has hit Ethiopia and is again threatening crops and food security. The United States plans to work with the UN to prevent and control the spread of locusts. USAID is training more than 300 experts and providing 5,000 sets of protective equipment for locust fighters. Once again, our top story this hour, after a day that went far into the night, the U.S. Senate has convened today for the first day of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump, with House Democratic managers arguing he should be removed from office. Just before 2 a.m., the Senate voted along straight party lines to adopt the set of rules put together by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, rules the Democrats insist are unfair. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.